My name is Leslie Peterson, and I help bloggers turn their modest websites into thriving online enterprises with SEO, email marketing, and a little hard love encouragement to always move forward consistently and with a plan. Hello, sweet blogging friends. Today, we're continuing through the 13 principles of the Blogger's Manifesto, and we're on number 5. We begin by understanding our audience's needs. So that's what we're going to jump into today. If you are new to the podcast or you haven't listened to the first 4 of them, I would encourage you to go back. You don't have to watch them or listen to them in order, but there is one out there that kind of summarizes all 13. And in that episode show notes, you've got a link to get a PDF of these exact principles. So you can print them up if you are so inclined. But like I said, today we're moving on to number 5. We begin by understanding our audience's needs. The fine print on that is that understanding the major pain point of our target audience is key. Everything that we do, from new posts to emails to lead magnets to product ideas to brand offerings to affiliate partnerships, it all needs to start with identifying like needs. And when you can identify groups of people who you're targeting, who read your blog with similar needs, I call that personas. So if you've ever listened to any other episodes, I talk constantly about personas. I hope that you'll go out and listen to some more of those if this interests you. But I think this is probably, besides maybe chasing shiny pennies, this is one area where bloggers, I don't want to say fail, but we maybe overlook. Maybe that's a better way to say it. Because especially if you've been blogging for a while, I was blogging back when blogging was not a job. It started out as a diary, not just because I wanted to start out as a diary. There weren't even ad networks when I first started. And you're kind of writing, you know, what things you like and assuming that you're attracting people who like similar things. But the truth is that any business, whether you're selling, physical products in a brick and mortar, whether you're an artist, whether you're a blog creator, no matter what, the most successful businesses begin by understanding the needs of their target audience and then bringing solutions to those needs. And solutions can come in all different forms, right? Blankets for your bed, recipes for your for your family, trucks, with extended cabs, or blog lists about where you should go for the summer break. All of those things do better when they start with a predominant need. So let's talk about why this matters. It's very similar to the same reason that we talked about in the last principle podcast about niching down. So we know niching down is important because it increases your relevance. It increases your engagement. It makes people trust you. It brings in effective monetization opportunities. It differentiates you. All of those things are the same reason why personas matter, but like on a bigger scale even more importantly. So the first thing you have to do is pick a niche. And this is that second step. It's getting a little more granular. So when you pick your personas and identify them and work towards solving their needs, then all of these things, relevance, engagement, trust, monetization, differentiation, they all explode because you're becoming very clear about what your purpose is. You're becoming very granular. You're meeting very specific needs. So it's similar to the niching down, but we're going one step further. We're getting one step more serious, and that small step makes exponentially larger opportunities for you. Okay, so here's the other reason why I think it's really important. I looked up what are the reasons that people buy? And by buying, it could mean buying a product from you, but it could also mean just reading your blog, right? Because especially if ads are your primary form of income, reading your blog is your biggest product, right? Their eyeballs are the things that make you money. So the top two reasons why people buy or engage with us or read our blog, buy our products, buy from our affiliates, all of that. Number one, because they found something that solves a problem for them. And number two, they feel an emotional connection. So when you're writing, if you can solve the problem, because I'm betting you that emotional connection's there. Like, you're doing things to bring an emotional connection. It's the nature of all the creators I've ever met. And you're already accomplishing that point. So if you can use that emotional connection and solve a problem, then you've accomplished two of the primary reasons why people buy things, which makes buying from you a no-brainer. Again, whether buying is, laying down some cash for a digital product that you've put out there, buying from your affiliates, or simply reading your blog. So how do we put this into practice? The first thing you have to do after you've niched down is identify your personas. I really recommend 5 to 7 per blog, not more than 7. I think 5 or 6 is probably better. And what you'll do over time, you won't add new personas. It's very unlikely that you'll add new personas. The way that you become more relevant, get more engagement, become more trustworthy, make more money is by going deeper on each of those personas as opposed to offering shallow solutions to, umpteen personas. And I want to emphasize, especially for those of you who are not in our membership or where the idea personas is new to you, that it's not necessarily the same as the headers across the top of your page. So it might be the same for you, but most of the time I think it's not. And I'll give you two examples, one from my blog and one from the blog of a friend of mine. My blog, if you don't know, is a hyperlocal travel blog centered out of Atlanta. And the headers across the top, it's a drop down, but you get the idea. The headers across the top are destinations. First, it's states, and then it's regions within the states. And then for some important areas like Atlanta, it is just that city in and of itself. Those are the headers. But my personas are very different. There are people who like the outdoors, people who are trying to get to the beach, people who are doing regional family travel, people who are looking for extended getaways. So those types of people have similar problems that they're looking for a solution for. Because it's very rare that somebody is like, I want to go to Tennessee next weekend. Well, usually they want to go to Tennessee because that they've identified that as a good place for outdoor adventure or a good place for a weekend getaway because they're interested in music or whatever, not because they're just like, I don't know where I want to go in Tennessee, but I just want to go to Tennessee. That's not the problem. The problem is something else. So you can see why my headers are different than my personas. Now, should I have or could I have headers that were based on personas? Yeah, for sure I could, and maybe I should, but that's not the way it's designed right now. I'll give you another example outside of travel because I think this one really exemplifies how your headers and your personas are different, and especially with regard to having similar problems. And that is my friend Melissa, who runs a blog called Imagination Soup, and she has she does reviews of for children's books, so everything from picture books to, you know, teen books. And so her headers, or her sections, the way she's organized her content, is by age, and then also by interests, like what their interests are, you know, all of those types of things. But her personas are not that. Her personas are parents who are looking to help their kids to read more, teachers, librarians, homeschool parents. Those are the people who have needs. Nobody says, you know, I want to look at all of the books for, or my problem is that I need to know all the books about dragons, because there's picture books and there's chapter books and there's all sorts of books about dragons. But the books that I'm going to need for about dragons are going to be different if I'm a librarian versus if I'm a sixth grade teacher versus if I'm a homeschool parent who's taking my kid through fifth, sixth, and then seventh grade while their desire to read about dragons continues. Her particular blog is a really good example of how the organization of the content might be different than what your actual personas are. Okay, so identify your personas. I'm thinking you should do 5 to 7 of them, and please don't do more than 7. And then I want you to identify their pain points. So they're going to have, you know, a couple pain points with regard to your topic, and then they're probably going to have a primary pain point. And here's what's important. I don't want you to just have a gut feel about what the pain point is, or kind of know, or have it formulated in your head. I want you to write it down. I want you to write it down and keep it with you for a couple reasons. Number one, every time you get an opportunity, because you meet somebody who is has that problem, or you get an email from somebody reading your blog who has that problem, or you go speak at a conference or something to people who have that problem, you can make sure that you are articulating that problem correctly, or that you've guessed at that problem correctly. And more importantly, especially as you come to sell your own products and affiliates, you want to capture the actual words that people are saying as they describe their problem. Because when you write a sales page, write a sales email, any of that, you want to use their language to speak back to them. That's how they're going to feel that connection with you. That's how they're going to feel like they've been seen, that they've been heard. That's what we all want, right? And you do that by not being disingenuous, but by identifying the problem in such a way that they explain it to other people, and then use their language to speak back to them. So, wrapping up this one, here's your call to action. Identify those personas and their needs. That's the first step in being successful with the rest of the principles that we're going to go through. And if this sounds daunting for you, I have help. And it is free. If you go to lesliepeterson.com, Leslie's L-E-S-L-I, there's a link in the show notes, lesliepeterson.com, you can grab my Lead Magnet Master Kit for free. You guys know I do not like AI when it comes to writing content, even outlining content, but it is still a super helpful tool. And the Lead Magnet Master Kit is a personal GPT, gives you a series of questions that you answer about your blog. You upload it to the GPT and it will walk you through the process of identifying potential personas for your blog based on the questions that that you give it. It'll help you identify the personas and some of their problems. So again, free to use. And even if you think you already have your personas identified, or maybe you use the tool and it comes up with some, I know when I first did it, it didn't come up with the ones that I actually use now. It came up with some of them. And then I just chatted back and forth with the AI and was like, well, you gave me this one, you gave me this one. I don't really understand the difference between them. And it said, do you want to combine them? And I was like, I don't think I want to combine them. I think I want you to help me understand how their problems are different. So use the Lead Magnet Master Kit personal GPT, but don't just take it for what it's worth or for what it gives you. Talk back with the AI. Explain, you know, I'm looking for more something like this or something like that. Or can you, you know, especially differentiate these or combine these, work with it in a partnership to get you down to those 5 to 7, 5's the ideal number, friend, personas, and really understand their needs. I hope you do that. If you do, write me back and let me know. Let me know what's going. Let me know what worked for you, what didn't work for you with regard to that Lead Magnet Master Kit too at lesliepeterson.com. Hey, real quick, this is Leslie, just dropping in to remind you that I have several free resources on my blog right now that I'd love you to get your hands on. Just head over to lesliepeterson.com, the link is in the show notes below, and grab my free blog post update checklist. Or if you're on a journey to fire up your blog's email newsletter, grab my free list of 52 newsletter connection prompts. With both of those, I'll include a video about how to use them to build a solid relationship with your subscribers or work towards doubling your traffic with updates. Grab both of those at lesliepeterson.com.